Reignite Your Day. This is your host, David Yanis, and I want to tell you thank you again for tuning in and watching this broadcast. Today, I picked a wonderful sermon from my archives, one of my healing services that's going to bless you, that's going to change some things in your life. Please mix it with faith. Enjoy.
God wants us to heal. Amen?
Amen.
I tell you, when multitudes came to him, the Bible says, and I'll read this to you, in Matthew 12:15, it says, when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from this, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. He healed them all. But why? Why can he heal them all? I'm going to give you 10 things at the end of this on what Jesus is, I guess his balance was, and what he did as a character, and daily, and I call it, I don't know what I call it, what do we call it, more than 10 things Jesus done, or 10 things that went from Jesus, or I don't remember, we named it the other day.
10 top something.
Oh, top 10 things of Jesus. We're David Letterman, okay? But he wanted his disciples to believe. More than anything, Jesus wanted his disciples to believe. He wants you to believe. I'm going to read you a story real quick, and we find it in, I'll just jump right down to it. This is how God wants our faith, okay? This is how he wants it. Mark 15:21-25. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto him, unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, but unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Jesus marveled. Can we say marvel?
Marvel.
He's excited. Don't you know today, every time you get it, every time you understand it, every time you grasp it in your spirit, Jesus is excited that you're getting it. Come on.
Amen.
He looked at his disciples several times and said, come on, come on. If you just talk to this tree and tell this tree to go into the ocean, have just a mustard of faith, it'll be done. It will be done. We hear that all the time, but I want to give you something else from that. We need to have imagination that God can do it. Come on. We need to believe in impossible things for God to do. When he talked to them back in Paris long ago, it was, there was no TV, there was no big explosions, there was no spaceships showing, there was nothing to say, wow, like when you go to the movies, nothing to make your mind with imagination. He's talking to them of something so impossible that if you take this tree and you say go, it'll launch into the air and go into the ocean. He took something that was basic and told them, you gotta believe it can be done. Most of us has lost our imagination on what God can do for us.
It's true.
You know, when I was in India, I was preaching in a place called Bhadrapada. 15 years ago, or 20 years ago, how old was it? How long was it? A long time ago. we him both served for a missions ministry in India, and missionaries got locked up. And it's all over the news and stuff, and that's why I bit the television. And I was all over TV at like 20 years old. John Osteen even called me and congratulated me and told me that he was proud. And you know, all that stuff. God used that to push my ministry forward at a young age. But I sowed seeds to get these people released. 14 days of just barely sleeping and eating, barely anything. Calling all over consulates, calling all over. Talked to the Prime Minister of India, Hillary Clinton, a few other people, just to get them to do something over there. Even went on the air, accused Hillary of not helping. I got letters from the White House and phone calls. And I'm like, will you tell Bill I need help? I was a young, crazy kid, you know. But I tell you what, God moved and those people were released. Amen. But I know that I sowed seeds. How many of us know that we sowed seeds?
Yes.
God will honor your harvest.
That's right.
When it's time to go and harvest, because there's a season and a time to harvest.
Yes.
When it's time to harvest, God will honor it. When I was in Hawaii, I was out there preaching and as a sailor early in my days in ministry, and just all over the place, sweating, no microphone, just witnessing the people. God honored those seeds. 20 years later, I go back, and I have the biggest healing ministry that I've had.
Amen.
It outpaced India. It outpaced Africa. It didn't take long to happen. Why? Because I sowed seeds there.
Amen.
And then when you put a seed in the ground, God will allow it to harvest in due season.
Amen.
If you faint not.
That's right.
The Bible says you will reap if you faint not. So when I went over there, and I was preaching, I tell you what, I looked back and I seen the sign that said Bhadrapada. And I looked at my assistant and said, I'm not supposed to be in Bhadrapada. This is not a place I want to be. This is where they arrest you for preaching the gospel and put you in jail. And he goes, it's okay, we stay in the church, we'll be fine. And I looked and I thought for that second, okay, Lord, if I'm in danger, then I'm going to believe for 100% of mine, 100% of my seed. Everyone in this building will get healed. Everyone. That's why I'm confessing it over you today. I said, everyone will be healed. Everyone will be healed. And when we had 500 people in a small building, a little bit bigger than this, but 500 people in there. Can you believe that? Yes. In India, yes. And then they told me it's time to pray. So I go up and they go, just go pray in the crowd. I walk over there to the cement wall and got climbed down. And also, like, they let out the bulls. I jump back up like they're charging me. And then I just hear, ooh, on the cement. I'm like, oh, Lord, we got to heal those people now. And I looked, I said, God, you didn't send me here just to pray real quick and walk out the door. These people are hungry, and I've prayed and believe you're going to give me 100% miracle working power tonight. This is the sermon I preached. And I looked at the window, and I'm probably one of the only ministers during the prayer service to climb out a window.
Hi, this is David Yanis, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit, and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. I want to welcome you to Purifier School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Purifier School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God. Hi, this is David Gannon. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, Just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
At least in faith, I was believing. Then we shut the door, and we had a couple hundred, maybe 300 in there, and we finished praying for them. Well, when I got back home in the USA, I got a phone call, and they said that they were excited because everybody got their healing or their need met that day. Come on. The scripture says, my word shall not return unto me void. Amen?
Amen.
It shall accomplish in the things that I send it and prosper in the things that I please.
Amen.
Now, they had bullhorns around the whole village. The whole village. Hindus, Muslims, Christians, they all lived together. The people from the church were so excited they got healed. The very next day, they all went out to go pray for people. And guess what? There was not a sick person in the entire village. That's what God wants. When you get excited, when you get that Jesus on you, and you're radiant with faith, and you're excited to do the work of God, and you believe that He's done it, that He can do it. I remember looking at some things in the Word and saying, God, why don't we see 100% ratio? Why don't we see this happening in cities? Why don't we see any of this going on? You know what the Lord showed me? He reminded me of three things Jesus said. If you just believe, if you just have faith, you must believe. That hit me. We're not believing. We're not believing. And David, Nathaniel, go and get the offering envelope and just pass them out to everybody. And y'all just fill it out. When you have it, just pick up your hand. Okay? We'll just keep it simple like that. Two things. Trust and fear. Those two things will keep you from what God has for you. Trust and fear. Trust and fear. Who didn't have trust in the Bible? Well, remember we all say that everyone Jesus prayed for got what they wanted. Got what they wanted. They got healed. They got delivered. One person could not receive it. The rich young ruler. We all know the story of the rich young ruler. Remember the rich young ruler? Let's read it. Jesus said, at the end, if thou wilt be perfect, go sell that thou house and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then see, Jesus said unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, the rich shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And he got to say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go to the eye of a needle than in the natural world, and then for a rich man into the kingdom of God. You know what? Trust is the hardest thing for some people to do, to give it all to God. That is a perfect example of someone to give it all to God. I'm not saying finances, I'm saying give everything to God. Every person in your life, every need in your life, to give it all to God and just say, God, I give it all. And God used, the beautiful thing is God used a person that had everything. He didn't use a person in this story that didn't have anything. He used a person that had everything. And he loved the Lord. If you read the scriptures, he loved God. He loved Jesus. He was excited about Jesus. He was probably financing Jesus' ministry. But because he would not trust, because he could not trust that if he followed God, that God would do more than what he had. We have to trust God in whatever situation we're in. Whatever situation, we've got to trust God. You know the other reason? Fear. Fear is the opposite of faith. How many of us agree? Fear and faith wage war against one another. If you believe what fear has, guess what? You'll get it. You'll get what fear has. If you say, oh, I'm not going to make it this month, guess what? You're not going to make it this month.
Right. Right.
If you say, oh, I'll never get healed, guess what? You're never going to get healed.
Right.
You got to believe on healings and anything. It is, you know, the world system says this. In the natural world, we have to always see it to believe it. But in the faith world, we got to believe it to see it. Can you get that?
Yes.
We have to believe it to see it. It's what God does. It's what God says. But faith will feed off of scriptures, off of proclaiming your life is stronger, your life is better, proclaiming it, using scriptures, and believing it. That's what faith is. Faith operates with belief.
Yes.
It takes courage to have faith.
Yes.
How many can believe that?
Yes.
We have to have courage. Miles Monroe, I was able to spend some time with him before he passed, and he told me this. I had him on my TV show, my other TV show, when I was doing interviews, and I asked him, Brother Miles, what about courage? Where does that fit in with faith? And he said, oh, David, it takes courage. Faith will produce the courage to hold on.
Amen.
It gets scary when you're standing there. It gets scary when you don't have it. You know, my son had something happen to him one time, and we're in the hospital, and I didn't agree with the doctor's diagnosis. I didn't agree with them. And they were already going to call CPS if I didn't listen to them and put them in drug stuff, whatever, to keep them from getting depressed or anything like that. I said, no, absolutely not. We got Christian counseling. I have the word of God. Now we know the issue. We're going to fix it. My faith was in it. But do you know that the hospital was all against me?
Yes.
And I told him, man, if I was Muslim, y'all throw me a parade.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm a Christian, you're going to challenge me and tell me I can't do my beliefs?
Right.
And it's like I'm sitting there, and you know, how many have ever been in a spot where they're like, man, who do I call? Come on, I get there. Who do I call to give me some advice on this?
Yeah.
What do I do?
Yeah.
And then at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm used to shift changes coming. I say, you know what? I'm just going to do this. I called, I went up to the nurse's desk and said, we're still trying to find our room. Oh, well, forget about that. Forget about that.
Yeah.
Because I'm taking them home.
Yes.
Well, we need to call CPS. And jumped up and I got in my face. And I got the phone. Put it in front of them. Call.
Good for you.
Get me my son. Give me someone to get him off the IV thing. And we're heading home. Well,
yes.
They're going to knock on the door. I go, I don't care because I'm with God.
Amen.
They can come knock on my door.
Yes.
I'm doing nothing wrong. I will not bow down to fear. I will not bow down to fear.
Right.
Fear is opposite of faith.
Yes.
I do not serve fear. I serve God.
Exactly.
And God says he has not given me a spirit of fear,
yes,
but a power, love, and a sound mind.
Amen.
And if I can't believe that, I shouldn't be walking this walk that I walk. And you know what?
That's right.
The CPS lady came by 3 or 4 days later, same old Britain stuff. I said, the time this thing is over, you'll be sending me a letter and apologizing to your
That's
supervisor
right. That's
and the
right.
course.
That's right.
I still have a letter today, 3 weeks later, that they were wrong. That I can practice my faith how I want to practice.
That's right.
But you can't be willing to give up.
That's right.
You got to have courage.
Yes.
Who cares what people say about you?
All
who
right.
cares what they think about you? You walk your faith.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and I pray that the sermon that you watch is mixed with faith, that it does something great for you, that something changes in your life, that God is able to do great miracles and work mightily on your behalf. Stay tuned. We got one more segment left, and that's our Igniter of Faith session, and it's coming up. Perfect.
Hi, this is David Yanez. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but 3 healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios. And many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other 2 books. These are my first 2 books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all 4 products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
I want to welcome you to Pure Fire School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Pure Fire School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Hey amigos, you're watching Rev Media TV. Don't blink.
You know, Gerald, I was touched by one of the stories you shared to me when during one of our lunches, and that we've had many of the lunches that we had at the Spanish restaurant or the Chinese restaurant. And the story you shared to me was how God will bless you more than you have room for. And you used the story of a horse at that time. Could you share that to the audience?
I've always been a lover of horses. You can kind of see behind my desk here. Behind me, some of the images. I'm just an outdoors person. I always loved horses. Never had one, wanted one. One day I just went to God and I said, Father, you know, you have told us that you would give us the desires of our heart. Well, I believe that my desire for a nice horse is from you, and you have the ability to provide it. And it wasn't too long. I got a phone call. And it was a lady asked me to come out to her, to the ranch. And I did. And she was raising Arabian horses. And she came out with the most beautiful, a 16 hand high, half Arabian, half quarter horse mare. She was highly trained in dressage and other types of training, Western type horsemanship. She put me on that horse. I rode her around. The horse knew far more than I did about how to make things happen. Anyway, she gave me that horse. Her husband was standing there, and he said, you know, preacher, kind of a snide smile on his face. He said, I was offered $30,000 for that horse. Hadn't been 6 months ago, and my wife said, no, God told her to give her to you. And she told me she had a dream, and she saw me holding that horse in the showroom arena. And so she said, God, it woke her up. She said, God, was that you? And so the Lord, she said, I just turned around, went back to bed, went back to sleep, dreamed it the second time. And this time when I woke up, she said, I'm going to call him and see if he wants a horse. So I responded immediately and went over there. And got that beautiful animal. I had to build a barn because I didn't have a barn yet. Had a nice ranch area, but I didn't have a barn. And went and got the horse, and had she was already pregnant with a baby, and they gave me the baby also. And so I was in the horse business. I ended up getting my own stallion, and so I had my own little horse ranch there for a while. Thoroughly enjoyed it. So God's blessings are so much more than what most of us have come to, I guess, believe for, anticipate, but he'll do everything and more than what we can believe him for.
Hi, this is David Yannis, and I want to thank you again for watching Ignite Your Day. We want to bring to you a new offer that we just got in from our good friend Gerald Davis. If you heard of Gerald Davis, he was an old-time preacher, good man of God, good friend of mine, been a good friend of mine. Now, let me tell you this. I met him probably about 2005, 2006, and I knew of him because I knew his son for many years, but I never met him. Now, he's been around the world preaching the gospel and traveling as an evangelist. He teaches a lot on finances. In fact, he's known about that, but he's also a great Bible teacher. But my ministry changed. My life changed. Gerald's going to share with you some stories and stuff through these books, but I think and I believe, I really believe that God's going to move mightily on your behalf when you accept the principles that Gerald teaches in his books and also understand that the giving and receiving that we live under. Now, we don't live under man's economy, which is buying and selling. I don't care what's happening in the world. I don't care how much pandemic we see or how much stock markets crashes. We live off of heaven's economy, which is sowing and reaping. So let's believe God's going to do this. We're going to make this the Gerald Davis Collection. It's going to be offer number 156, finance. So if you're writing a check or you're going online to do this, or you call in, remember, mention offer finance number 156. Three books for any gift of $40 or more. And those three books are going to include The Crown of Thorns, How to Function in This Economy. And that book is forwarded by Oral Roberts himself. And Should I Speak in Tongues? Again, this is offer finance number 156. Offer finance number 156. Three books, any gift, $40 or more. I want to encourage you to get this gift because I really believe that this book right here will change your life and finances. Thank you for listening to our broadcast and watching us here on Ignite Your Day. I want to encourage you to consider being a monthly partner for our ministry. Just visit our site, decide what you want to give monthly to help us do what we do, and we're going to see great things happen in faith. Thanks again for watching our broadcast.